The Falcons, however, will be facing off with the Cowboys on Sunday. Now, I mentioned this going to break. There was something about the film yesterday watching Dallas against San Fran last week that made me sad. And then I went back to the week before that, and I can't remember off the top of my head who Dallas played, but I watched the same film, and I thought, man, it's just got to be a one-off. Maybe it was San Fran that was just messing with his head, man. I don't – Zach Martin, dude. Zach Martin has been with the Cowboys 10 years. The guy, in my mind, is a Hall of Famer. He has played right guard at the elite of the elite levels for a long time. I saw his PFF grade early in the week, and I didn't want to believe it. I went out there, and I was like, PFF ain't always right. You know, it's situational. You don't ever know what these guys are being asked to do. He's like the 34th ranked guard in the NFL. I'm like, there's no way this Hall of Famer, this dog, is going to be ranked 34th. I saw what I saw, man, and I saw a 34th ranked guard. That's not saying you're the worst of the worst. How many starting guards are in the NFL? 64. Now, Chris Lindstrom on the flip is ranked at 2. And the guy, James Daniels, ranked at 1, is out for the year and has been out for a month. So I don't think his grade's going to go down at all. All right, maybe there's a snap minimum. All right, so Chris Lindstrom, all intents and purposes, the best guard in the NFL right now. Zach Martin, who should be and has been for a long time, he's not that guy. And I am just I want to get your feelings on this because we've talked about Grady. We've talked about Onyemata, who I don't think has shown the same ability that he did last year to try to get some things going. There might be some opportunities there this weekend, man, from that interior. Hopefully we can get that done.
Yeah, but I'm upset that we don't get Rook this week. And he has not been ruled out, for the record. But he had his second straight DNP. I did not think that it looked like he would be a guy playing when I saw him leave the locker room Sunday. I looked at him and was like, well, he's going to be out a couple weeks. That's just my sense. But, you know, I think you might get – I think you could get Troy Anderson back this week because he's been limited. But I think you get him back. I think that could help you there. And reason I mean that is, look, if you can eat up – if Grady or Eddie or Onyemata or TQ can kind of eat some of these blocks and these linebackers can play physical and get off of instead and shed and stack – they might be able to take advantage of Zach Martin being a lesser player.
No.
And right now. And look.
Don't ever meet your heroes, man. Don't ever watch their film.
Honestly, Zach Martin's he's the last man standing.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? I agree with you. This is a Dallas team, and I don't know if I realize it until now. This is a Dallas team that's going through a soft rebuild. There's no – like, I think they've established that they like CeeDee and they like Dak. But the fact that they weren't willing to go out and pay Derrick Henry first and foremost, and I don't know that they had the room to, and the fact that they've kind of let some turnover happen along the offensive line, along the defensive line, some of the other spots, like I'm not saying they're completely hitting the blow-up button, but when you look at their roster, Dallas is they're in a soft rebuild. They're like, all right, CeeDee and Dak are our guys, but everybody else, man, it's time for y'all to earn some money or we're going to go through the draft to get this thing kind of rebooted on the roster.
What if I disagree? But agree at the same time.
Oh, that's probably not that's not good radio. What do you got?
Well, I would tell you maybe offensively in the trenches, they're doing a soft rebuild. But I would tell you that defensively, they still have – now they're missing guys on defense, but they went into the season with DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, Deron Bland. Trevon Diggs.
That's a good point.
Lewis.
Those are all pros. The first three guys you mentioned are all pro players.
Donovan Wilson, still on the roster, right? Malik Hooker, still there. Those guys are all there. Now, obviously, Malik Hooker wasn't drafted in Dallas, but those guys are still there. And then you look at Jalen Tolbert, Brandon Cooks, CeeDee Lamb. Whether they're playing at a high level or not.
Right.
Jake Ferguson is a good tight end. Dak's still there. You know, you thought Rico Dowdle, who's been kind of banged up, was a guy that kind of step up. And Deuce Vaughn, I think Deuce Vaughn's probably not used as well as he is.
He's got to be so frustrating to play defense against because you can't see him until he's right in front of you.
But
he's like a guy, you know. It's like playing hide and seek in a forest with a little kid.
Dude's
like just tucking behind the trees.
Dude's got 9 touches this season, so I don't know what's. Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, I have not watched a ton of Dallas tape. or film or study them. I watched a little bit with you the Niners game we talked about the other day.
Right.
Or you talked about watching another day of the morning. But so they might be rebuilding in the trenches offensively, but they got Tyler Smith still. You know, they do have Tyler Guyton. He's a rookie. They got him out of Oklahoma in the first round this year. So it's a guy that they're trying to add on to. And then they got Cooper Beebe. So they got two rookies on this offensive line. So it's accurate in the trenches for them.
Yeah.
But overall, as a team.
Of course, you know that's what I'm looking at, right? And you know what's funny? And you mentioned Tyler Smith, their left guard. He's a very good player and has been a guy that's been very solid for them. I think he's in his third year. Over the last couple of years, he's been very good. I actually thought on the flip side, I don't think his film that I watched matched up with what I think his grade is. Right now, he's like a top 20 guard grade-wise in the NFL. I didn't see that on tape. I thought he actually, in the game 2 weeks ago, you'll have to remind me who they played 2 weeks ago, I thought he actually looked worse than Zach Martin. He was ducking his head. He didn't look comfortable in run blocking. Their run schemes and everything else they're doing. And here's the rub, and we've talked about this. We talked about it a couple days ago. At what point do they think about adding Dak into the run game? And I say soft rebuild because I've looked at some of the things they've done, and maybe it's a reaction to the injuries they have had to Micah Parsons and Deron Bland and now Trayvon Diggs. I just wonder if they're like, man, it's just not worth it. Don't have the horses right now. We'll just wait till later. The fact that Dak has less than 20 carries this year is appalling to me. He's that guy that has to run the football in this offense, and he's not being asked to do that. It's almost reminiscent of what Jalen Hurts is when Jalen Hurts is a little gimpy, right? Jalen Hurts is a little gimpy. He's not running at full speed. But when he is, that offense goes. That offense is a good offensive line, great receivers, great running back, all these dogs around him. But if he's gimpy, it's not the same. I think a lot about the Dallas Cowboys like that with Dak Prescott. He's not running the football. They're not utilizing his legs. He's moving around the pocket, but he's throwing it downfield. They still have some explosives. But, man, I don't see the same guy.
They had to bye two weeks ago. It was week six. They lost to the Detroit 47-9.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been outscored 77-33 in their last two games. Now, they've played Detroit in a weird San Francisco team because of the injuries. You don't really know exactly what they are or what they're not, but it's still a 500 team. I told you going into the season, what did I tell you about Dallas? What was the one thing I said about Dallas, if you remember?
I don't know, man. The contract situations are hanging over their heads. They have to stay healthy on defense.
I told you that they were going to miss Dan Quinn.
And you know what? You did say that. I actually give you credit for that.
And you go, oh, Mike Zimmer, he's a good DC. And I think Mike Zimmer was a good DC.
There's a key word in there.
I don't think he is now.
Woof.
I don't think he was very good the last few years in Minnesota. Their defenses to me weren't that great. The defense, it just wasn't. I down the stretch, I don't think they are the worst scoring defense in the league. They're the second worst. They're 31st in scoring. They're 31st in rushing. They're 29th in yards per play in the passing game. They're the worst defense in the red zone, and they're not creating turnovers.
Yeah,
they're not creating turnovers. Whether that's the loss, some of that has to do with the loss of Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. I don't know, but I'm telling you, this Dallas offense clicks a lot better when their defense is playing the way they've played in the past, and they're not. And we're gonna at 7 o'clock. We're gonna hear from Dak Prescott because he thinks he understands the magnitude of this game.
Yeah,
and he feels very confident going in. And honestly, if I'm an Atlanta fan, that should wake my butt up.
Got alarm bells going off for the Atlanta Falcons fans.